good. I have not timed it out yet. Now there's a way of coupling into your power lines and using it your own transmission. And I just gave you the theory on that. When I first got into the mill, we had what we called trolley phones. And in this case, to get the distance we did, and it was relatively QRP power, we were running as low as like 116 kilohertz. Same theory applies. There's a certain way you just couple to the power lines and then you let her loose. And these trolley phones is what they were called. We used them on cranes. Okay, so, you know, the cranes could talk to each other. We could talk to it. And that stuff was still around quite a bit when I got hired in 91, even though we got UHF radios to do that with. There was still some of that stuff in use. And but that's something that was done ages ago, and that for your electric trains, your trolleys, and so forth, is it would couple into that power lead and could talk to the trolley and back. Okay. Old technology, it still works. And if you remember also some time ago, they had the there was outfits that were trying to literally put internet on the power lines, which that is a completely a interference nightmare in both directions and that. But anyway, if you ever wondered about it, this is how you do it. And once upon a time, we did it just to say we could do that without blowing up a TV set. And, you know, it does work, but when you have a house that's wired in conduit, well, you got a little more of a problem receiving. That conduit's, you know, a beautiful shield. But, and if you didn't care about this or didn't think it was interesting, we'll find a subject you'll be interested in one of these weeks. Back to you, Kurt. This is KE9PGC.